with Grammy winner Sabrina Carpenter.
Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria up to 29 tomorrow, Johannesburg 28, and Mahikeng 32. The Special Investigating Unit has launched a probe into allegations of maladministration and corruption at the Itala Development Finance Corporation. It will determine if contract payments adhered to national treasury guidelines, were irregular or wasteful, or led to the financial losses for the state. Spokesperson Kaiser Kanyaho says they're also looking into alleged unlawful conduct by employees or officials that may have resulted in improper benefits.
Proclamation 243 of 2025 authorizes the SIU to investigate serious maladministration focusing on tendering for supply and implementation and maintenance of an integrated banking solution.
The bank has been frozen pending the Reserve Bank's Prudential Authority's court application to have Itala provisionally liquidated. Meanwhile, in Randburg, Johannesburg, the state vehemently opposed bail for Darren Wilkin and Tiona Moodley, who've been arrested on charges of owning and distributing sexual child abuse images as well as money laundering. It's alleged the couple transferred large sums of money to each other's accounts after selling sexually explicit packages online. The court also heard that no less than three countries have inquired about the possible extradition of the two accused. Maschaba Sefularo was at court.
The court heard that the accused both have accounts at several banks in which they receive substantial monthly income marked as possible cryptocurrency. The state, however, alleges these were proceeds from the online sale of child sexual abuse material. The investigating officer further alleged that, following Darren Wilkin's arrest last month, Tiona Moodley attempted to destroy evidence prior to her own arrest a week later. It's alleged the couple transferred large sums of money to each other's accounts after selling sexually explicit packages online. The court has heard that no less than three countries have inquired about the possible extradition of the two accused. Maschaba Sefularo for Jacaranda FM News in Randburg.
In other news, EFF leader Julius Malema says U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to cut funding to South Africa over the expropriation bill will not stop land expropriation. The law authorities, the law authorizes the government to expropriate land in the public interest. The DA also responded. Here's spokesperson Willie Okamp.
It is not true that the act allows land to be seized by the state arbitrarily, and it does require fair compensation for legitimate expropriations in terms of Section 25 of the Constitution. Millions of US dollars flow into South Africa via NGOs and government departments for humanitarian and environmental programs that directly benefit our most vulnerable communities. It would be a tragedy if this funding were terminated because of a misunderstanding of the facts. The GNU is in the process of engaging the Trump administration to clarify the situation, and the DA supports these efforts.
For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's weak.